With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The trip home may be a little dicey, at least in some parts of the country. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Borvek.
The snowstorm blizzard across the middle part of the country, especially Nebraska up to South Dakota, will have a lot of travel issues. Heavy snow, reduced visibility, and a lot of blowing and drifting snow will make the travel very difficult. Along the East Coast, where there's rain, the travel could still be hampered.
And you want to be careful in parts of the Midwest.
Big story for Christmas Day is the blizzard out across parts of the plains, areas from northeastern Colorado, northwestern Kansas, across good portions of Nebraska and South Dakota are experiencing blizzard conditions with heavy snow and high wind.
Also at SRNnews.com, an international shipping giant is preparing to resume operations in a strategically important waterway. Rich Thomason reports.
Maersk plans to allow its vessels to once again ply the waters of the Red Sea. It comes at the start of a U.S.-led multinational naval operation aimed at protecting shipping from attacks by Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen. Houthi attacks have led to a major disruption of shipping through the Suez Canal and the Red Sea, one of the most important arteries for trade in oil, natural gas, grain, and consumer goods between Europe and Asia. Rich Thomason reporting.
Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene has been targeted with another swatting attempt at her Georgia home. The Rome Police Department verified the call was a hoax, saying a man in New York called the Georgia suicide hotline Christmas morning, claiming that he had shot his girlfriend at Greene's home and was going to kill himself. Police contacted Greene's security detail to confirm that she was safe and that there was no emergency. They also confirm she's been the target of 8 swatting attempts. This is SRN News. Does your church have a succession plan? SRN's Ken Lorman reports.
According to research by the Barna Group, most of America's congregations have no idea what they will do when their current pastor decides to retire. Given the fact that the country's clergymen are aging and fewer young men are entering the pipeline, Barna says it's an important matter that churches need to start thinking about sooner rather than later. Only 16% of pastors are under the age of 40 in this country. The average age is 52. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Evangelical Christians continue to make up a large part of former President Trump's support as he seeks the Republican presidential nomination next year. Pastor Robert Jeffers of First Baptist Dallas, not surprised that evangelicals are standing by Mr. Trump, even as other candidates tout their faith. Jeffers says conservative Christians continue to overwhelmingly support the former president because of his biblical policies. This is SRN News. Germany's Deutsche Bahn wants to sell.
Schenker has about 76,600 employees in more than 130 countries. The state-owned parent company describes it as one of the world's top 4 logistics firms. Deutsche Bahn issued an announcement that it's considering selling the entire share capital of Schenker AG in an open, transparent, and non-discriminatory process. It called for potential bidders to indicate their interests by January 15.
Jeremy House, an example of Biden administration inflation. In the 1990 movie Home Alone, Kevin McAllister went to the grocery store buying a half gallon of milk, orange juice, TV dinner, mac and cheese, loaf of bread, dryer sheets, laundry detergent, toilet paper, saran wrap, and a bag of toy soldiers. He paid $19.83 with a dollar off coupon. Today, that same purchase would cost around $57. More details at SRNnews.com.